Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Kasama natin muli sa programa ang reigning Miss Philippines Tourism 2019. Siya ang kauna-unahan under the Miss World Philippines, Glyza Perez. Magandang umaga sa'yo, Glyza.
Hello! Magandang umaga!
Yes, and first time sa programa, kasama natin ngayong umaga ang Mami Yoli ni Glyza. Magandang umaga sa'yo, Yoli.
Magandang umaga sa'yo.
Yes, I know, Glyza, you've been in the program once or twice.
But yeah.
This interview is quite different because we'll be featuring you as part of our Mother's Month for May. At alam ko ang kagandahan ay nakuha kay Mami.
Yes, of course. My mom is so beautiful.
I know. Yes. Let's start. Glyza, with your pageant journey, I know that your mom and your siblings are always there to support you. But how were you really inspired by your mom to get into beauty pageant?
Well, ang family ko is they've always been the backbone sa pageant journey ko. Pero si Mami, she was the one who really encouraged me and pushed me. Kasi back in 2016, ang promise ko with my parents was to finish my degree, and of course someone had to move with me to the Philippines. Pero a month prior to me moving to the Philippines, I was on the way to work. Tapos ng mami ko, she told me, Glay, anak, my breast cancer came back. And it was literally a month before I was going to move to the Philippines. And I said, Ma, no, I will not go to the Philippines because, like, I want to be here for you. Now that I understand the meaning of breast cancer, because this is the second time that she got it. The first time was in 2006. And, of course, bata pa ako, so I didn't really understand. So now that I understand and the things that she's going to go through, of course, I want to be there for her. So I said, no, I will not go to the Philippines. But without hesitation, my mom said, no, anak, you are going to the Philippines. You're going to go to the Philippines to pursue your dreams, your passion. I don't want to hold you back. And then nag-iyak ko. I was like really crying in the car, and I was driving, going to the work, because like she had to board the car. So we went to my work while I was driving, and my mom was in the car with me. So of course I was crying, and like crying while I was driving. But that was really the pivotal moment na, wow, my mom is so strong. The fact that she's able to allow her kids to go overseas despite her knowing that she's going to be going through a sickness where it's challenging, like it's not easy. So throughout my pageant journey, my mom has always been in my mind, and breast cancer is really dear to me because of my mom, I wouldn't be able to do what I'm doing now. So, yeah, my mom is truly my inspiration.
Yes, you mentioned your mom allowing you and giving you the blessing to go back to the Philippines. That was in 2016, because that's when you started your pageant journey in the Philippines. But before that, you have been doing pageants in Australia, right?
Yes, that's correct. Back in 2014, I was Miss Philippines Australia. But before Miss Philippines Australia, I was also Miss Wildwood Cross 2011. Tapos sa 2012, I was Miss Wild Blacktown and Miss Wild Blacktown Charity Queen.
Yes. So 2016 is a big year for you because it was the year you moved to the Philippines, but it was also the year that, as you mentioned, your mom's breast cancer, naulit siya. So,
and that was the year that she was going through chemotherapy. And, you know, every time I would call my mom, ask how she is, she never showed her sickness. Parang she never showed that she was tired or she was sad. She always made face now that she's okay, even though I know she's not okay, because she knows that she doesn't want me to worry. But of course, I was still worried. But then she always would reassure me, na anak, okay lang ako, don't worry. Like I'm healed. God's healing me. So it's truly her faith as well that really was the backbone with her breast cancer journey.
Mahirap ito para sa'yo, Glyza, because you're away like 8 hours by plane. Ang layo. Yes. At hindi lang yon dahil you have to stay in Bohol for the first year, right?
Yeah, grabe kasi during kasi this was the year that I did Miss Bohol, and during my interview portion, which is a closed door interview with the judges for Miss Bohol, on the info sheet they asked us, who is your inspiration? And of course I said ang mama ko, she's my inspiration. And then they asked me about it. Okay, so your mom is your inspiration. Oh, why? Where is she now? And of course, I told them the story. I told them what my mom is going through while I'm here. I mean, while I was in the Philippines. And nag-iyak po, like, I was holding my tears because they kept asking me a lot of questions about my mom. And I, not that, I actually didn't like it because I never spoke about it out in the open. And I was hiding it. It was concealed inside of me that I won't talk about it because I know that it would just remind me that, oh, anong klase ng daughter leaves the mom to pursue her dreams. So I was like, that has always been in my mind. Like, so when they kept asking me, oh my gosh, I of course I didn't cry in front of them. I was getting parang nag-build up sa eyes ko, you know, parang the water in your eyes like built up. So. Yeah. Like, of course, like, natulo. So I was, like, trying to hold it in. But as soon as I stepped out of the interview room, nag-iyak ako. Like, as in grabe, like, as waterfall. It was like a waterfall that I was really crying because I never spoke to anyone about my mom. That was the first time for me to talk about it, and especially in front of 10 people. Who I didn't know, they didn't really know me, and I had to share to them about my mom's story and my story as well, and why I came to the Philippines in the first place to pursue my passion in, you know, in doing pageant and doing community work. So, yeah,
yes,
it was a very challenging period, but I am so thankful to God that my mom is alive and kicking. She looks amazing, and she never allowed her sickness to determine her future. So my mom is truly, my Wonder Woman.
You were telling us about how you shared your mom's journey with the Big C during that interview. But were you able to share that story or that event to your mom?
I actually, because during that day was the actual pageant, so I didn't tell her about it till after the pageant. So she didn't know about it till after the pageant.
Yes.
Even with my other family, I didn't tell them because, of course, when it comes to competition mode, you have to be mentally prepared. So it was really hard. At least I cried it all out. So after I cried everything out, it was okay. I was fine. Siguro kasi parang when you hold something so dear to yourself that it's only you who knows about it, and tapos you cried about it where you shared it with someone, it becomes a relief, like you feel more lighter.
Yeah.
So after I cried everything out, I was okay.
Yes.
So, and then it just also, it reminded me why I'm doing this in the first place.
Yes.
So that was like my driving force, my motivation throughout the night. Yeah. Yeah.
And Tita Yoli, kinuwento na sa'yo ni Glyza that during that interview, she shared about your breast cancer journey and how you inspired her. But she also cried after that interview. No, kinuwento na sa'yo yon, what did you feel?
For me, I feel okay. Like, I'm also proud of myself and I'm proud of her as well because she never shy of telling my story to someone else because once you have a breast cancer, when you share it, people also are inspired. Because how these people have boldness and telling that, oh, I'm not feeling sick, I'm okay, you know me?
Yeah. But yeah. The cancer hit you twice.
Yes, the cancer hit me twice. On the first one, parang tinakluban ako ng langit at lupa. Alam mo yung parang yung parabang...
Parang nawala sa'yo lahat.
Yes, because when people saying that if you have cancer, meaning people died, right?
Yeah.
So, after a while, I built up my faith and I said, Lord, you give me this life and you are the one who take my life, not the cancer.
Yeah.
This is what I said. Like, I said, extend my life. Extend my life. And then, after that, I feel big faith in me that I have my God and I know that what my life now is, it's my life is in God's hand. Parang ganun ba?
Mm-mm.
Pero hindi ako natakot na mamatay o basta ang sinasabi ko lang, Lord, extend my life. Bigyan mo po ko mahabang buhay para makita ko pa yung mga apo ko, ganyan. Pero wala sa akin yung mamatay ako, ganun bala.
Oo. Bata pa noon si Glyza, nasa...
10 years old.
Oh, 10, okay, 10. So, batang-bata pa siya at meron pang isang sumunod kay Glyza, no? The younger...
Yung younger ko is only 5
wow.
years old.
Wow.
Kaya sabi ko, Lord, huwag mo na akong kuhanin kasi siyempre pagka ang mom ang mawala, parang ang mga bata na scattered, di ba? Mostly.
Yoli, can you share, nung nalaman mo na may cancer ka, so you underwent some operations, nag-chemo ka ba?
Yes, nag-chemo ko. First of all, noong my sister told me, oh ate, you already 40 years old, so I think it's better na magpatingin ka sa, magpamamogram ka.
Oo.
Sabi ko, wala naman akong sakit eh. I don't have sick. I don't feel anything in my body. Nothing at all. Kasi I'm a hands-on mommy. Para akong kiti-kiti eh. Para akong maliksi akong kumilos eh.
Mm. And you have 4 children, tama?
I got 4 children. Mm-hmm. Oh, pero hindi ko napipil yung tiredness o wala. Basta ako, trabaho lang ng trabaho. I'm full-time mom and a full-time worker. So ngayon, sabi ko sa sister ko, sige, pagbigyan kita, magpapatingin ako. Aba, nung nagpatingin nga ako, sabi ng doktor, mag-under biopsy daw ako. Sabi ko, why? I'm perfect. I'm okay. I don't feel anything. I'm not sick, you know? Tapos sabi niya gano'n na, oh, Mrs. Perez, kailangan natin ganito, ganyan. Mahina pa siya magsalita. Tapos nung nagpunta ako sa doktor, sabi niya gano'n, oh, you have a breast cancer.
Mm-mm.
So I was shocked. I was totally shocked. Sabi niya, I'm sorry to tell you na you have cancer. Hindi ako nakakibo, para kong statue. Tapos umuwi ako ng bahay. I was talagang na statue ako nung sinabi niya sa akin, para kong dinagana ng mundo.
Oo, because you weren't really expecting na may sakit ka or anything, lalo na ang cancer.
Mm-mm. No, cancer, no, nothing.
Mm-mm.
And then nung sinabi ng doktor na you need undergo for operation, so nagpa-opera ako sa WestMed, sabi ng doktor sa akin na, there is an option na it's either na kailangan daw ako i-chemo. Eh sabi ko, you know, I have beautiful hair. I don't want to lose it ba?
Mm-mm.
So sabi ko sa doctor, what is another option na I don't wanna go under chemo? Sabi niya ganun, radiotherapy. Nag-radiotherapy ako. Pero nalalagas din yung buhok ko, pero it's not much as,
kagaya ng chemo.
Kagaya ng chemotherapy. So, okay lang yun. I'm positive. I don't feel like I'm not sick. I'm doing as my normal job, normal duty, working, then to ganyan. I'm working in the bank for 19 and a half years. And then, nung bumalik ako, kasi nagkaroon ako ng redundancy, so nag-redundant ako sa bank. So, napasok naman ako sa body corporate services, which is accounts payable. So, I've been there for almost 15 years. And then, doon bumalik ng bumalik uli yung aking, yung cancer ko.
Mm-mm.
Pero I don't feel anything. But what I feel is that, nung inoperahan ako, buko lang kinuha sa akin lump node. Yung lumpectomy ba, tawag nun? So, lump lang kinuha sa akin, pero hindi ako nagpa-chemo. Pero my cancer is stage 3 and a half.
Yes.
Almost 4. After mga 8 years inihap, napipil ko na na mayroon akong bukol dito sa the same spot na tinanggalan ng lump. Ngayon, sabi ko sa doktor, Doc, I think may napil akong lump dito. Sabi niya, ay, ano yan? Tissue lang daw na umaano.
Namamaga.
Tissue lang daw na bumali, yung parang namamaga. Pero so it's okay. Sabi ko, Doc, another option pa, mamogram uli at saka titingnan uli. Ngayon, sabi ng mamogram, wala daw sila nakita. But myself, makikita ko na pagkakaiba.
Mm-mm.
No? Sabi ko, no, I don't wanna rely on the doctor or the mammogram because I can examine myself.
Mm-mm.
Sabi ko, Doc, please give me another referral sa other doctor. So, sa other doctor, kinuhanan ako ng specimen.
Yan na yung biopsy.
Yung biopsy.
Mm-mm.
Ngayon, nakikita na bumalik yung aking breast cancer. So, nagpatanggal na. Maksiktomi na. Kumbaga, natanggal yung the other breast ko. Oh, pero
is it the right one or the left one?
Left.
Okay.
Left. Pero, hindi ko pa rin, I don't feel anything na may sakit ako. Kahit ako'y nag-chemo, I feel okay. Like, I'm as a normal. Kasi I do believe na sickness is only a name, ano, but it's up to the person na you really have faith that just pray. And I really do believe that God is in us in healing us. It's only belief and in faith.
Oo.
Prayer. At yun lang talaga.
Mm-hmm. At siguro lalo kang naging mas matatag at kumapit sa kanya kasi second hit sa ito eh. The first one, I think, would be harder dahil unang-una at you're not expecting it talaga.
Ito yan. Pero sabi ko nga, Lord, meron nga namatay na nabuhay uli eh. No? Sabi ko, how much more ako? Buhay na buhay. So ngayon, you have to extend my life. Sabi ko, ikaw lang naman ang nag-create sa akin, ikaw nagbigay sa akin ng buhay, so ikaw lang din kukuha, but not cancer.
Oo. Glyza, your mom's breast cancer in 2006, bata ka pa noon, sabi ng mommy mo, you're just 10 years old. But the second hit, medyo alam mo na ang nangyayari.
Yeah. That's why parang it hurts more. Kasi knowing na I will be going overseas and I'll be leaving her behind.
Mm-mm.
So, ang hirap. Pero she really encouraged me to go to pursue my dreams. So, I don't know. I really don't know what I'll do without my mom. Like, she truly is my inspiration.
Because she started it eh. So, you have to finish it. Ganun ba? You don't need to hold back. I can manage myself, you know.
Yes.
But the time that she really didn't want it to go, but it's already there. She already started it. And then it's a waste naman kung hindi niya pa-fulfill. So I said, well, just go ahead.
Yeah.
I give my blessings and I said, well, go ahead. Don't worry of anything. Don't think of what happens behind. Just think positive. And the only thing is you just pray. That's all. That's all we need actually.
Yeah. And I know, Glyza, you've been inspired with your mom's cancer journey, lalo na sa mga advocacy at charities na ginagawa mo. Because you've been a part of the Philippine Foundation of Breast Cancer.
I'm their spokesperson, tapos I'm part of the Board of Trustees of the Foundation.
Wow. It's a big role.
It is. And it's a very fulfilling, and I'm very fortunate to be part of the foundation and to work alongside with them and to also be with the patients then, because so you also get to hear their stories, what they go through, and it just reminded me of my mom. And so it's so heartwarming, and it also made me realize now how fortunate we are to be in Australia, because of course, in the Philippines, walang free chemo. Of course, here in Australia, we are blessed with the Medicare that the citizens are provided for. If you're sick, it's paid for. So I'm fortunate that my mom was taken care of here. And in the Philippines, they don't get that same opportunity. So we try to find ways on how to accommodate them during their breast cancer journey, because everyone has different situations. So we try to update them. And they truly inspire me as well about life and how they don't let it affect them. Their sickness as well, like they try to fight it, because they also have family. I love it. I love being part of the foundation and just being able to help other people. They've taught me a lot of things.
Can you tell us, what does the foundation do?
So the foundation, so we serve the poorest of the poor. So we help with patient navigation. So for example, if a breast cancer patient comes to the office, so our office is actually situated in a public hospital. We are the first nonprofit organization to be inside of a public hospital.
Which is where?
East Avenue Medical Center at QC.
Yep.
Yeah, so we're located there. So whenever someone comes there, they talk to one of the staff that's part of the foundation. And, of course, they have a lot of questions, so we help guide them. That's part of our role, to help guide them and to give them the best possible way on treatments or medicines. And we try to do a lot of fundraising, or we have people who are very generous and they donate money to the foundation. And with their donation, they're actually helping patients who need medicine. So we help breast cancer patients to find, give them medicine. We also facilitate some activities, because of course they're going through hardships. So we try to find best ways to help them with their well-being. So there are a lot of things. We do a lot of fun activities. We, like every month or every 3 months, we would have like events where all the patients will come together, and then we'll get some, like, artistas, celebrities to come to the hospital and perform for them, because they love it. They love dancing. They love Zumba.
Yes, I know. Nakikita kita. You're always in your pink outfit.
Yes. You know, it's so funny because you would think, now, where do they get their energy? Like, sobra, they have so much energy. And then me and some other people, like, I feel very tired, pero bakit ganun? They have a lot more energy, and they're still going through like chemo, or they're going through sickness, pero they have a lot of energy. So I was like truly inspired. I'm like, wow, I need to be like that. I need to be energized, even though I don't have anything, but they have them. They have so much energy. So yeah, they love Zumba. They just love having fun, and it's their way of not thinking about their sickness and what they're going through. So it's their way of diverting. So we try to provide them that, for them to be also happy.
Yes.
And then it's a support group. It's a support group, actually. Like, we come together and help one another to be mentally supported, because sometimes they don't get that support from their family members.
Oo. Glyza, marami ba sa mga patients na under ng foundation o tinutulungan ng foundation ay mga nanay?
Mm-mm. Most of them are all nanay.
So lalo ka na-inspire because you see your mom in them, dahil parehas sila ng pinagdadaanan ng mommy mo, ano?
Mm-mm. Actually, my mom is a very strong woman. However, she can be a bit stubborn sometimes. So there's a point that I told my mom to really slow down, take care.